Daughters of the Storm, written by Kim Wilkins and read by Lucy Price Lewis. Bluebell's dogs were there a moment later, leaping on one of the raiders and taking him down. Bluebell skewered a second man, but the other three were on her in a flash. Ash heard Bluebell's name passed from one to the other as the raiders realized who they were fighting. Bluebell, grunting and shouting like a man, held firm against them until her foot got stuck in mud and she went down on one knee. The dogs rallied around her, snapping and snarling, but the raiders surrounded her. Ash tried to clamber to her feet, knees too weak to comply, eyes searching for a rock or a branch or anything to help. But then Heath and Sighera were there. Events became confused, overloading her senses. The clatter of arms, barking, groans of death. The blur of steel, the effusion of blood, black in the early light, loosened every nerve in her body. She closed her eyes and clamped her hands over her ears. A few moments later, Bluebell was helping Ash to her feet. "Did he hurt you?" Bluebell asked, puffing warm air into the cold dawn. Ash shook her head, holding back tears. Bluebell was covered in mud, and a smear of blood, someone else's, coloured her left cheek. It would be one thing to have been the cause of her beloved sister's death. Another altogether to have caused the death of Almessa's only heir when the king's fate already hung in the balance. "My lord, what are raiders doing this far south?" Sighera asked, crouched next to one of the fallen bodies to search for anything of value. Ash shivered. She had spent so long trying not to open up her second sight, she was becoming blind. Here, in the pre-dawn gloom, surrounded by blood, with her heart returning to its normal temperature, clarity came to her. Ash had nearly led Bluebell to her death because she wasn't paying attention to her instincts, because she was blighted and doomed to blight others with her. Getting Bluebell killed would plunge Almessa into uncertainty. Nettlechester would make a claim, the raiders would come. Was this the becoming she so feared? Ash made two vows. The first was never, no matter how much danger she was in, to call for Bluebell's help again. The next was to keep her second sight open, no matter what the cost.